So great to be learning together. Share Oraz, Women's Tshuva of the Week. This week I was asked about people planning a trip to Eretz Yisrael for Pesach. Is it absolutely necessary to observe Yom Tov Sheni? Is there some exception if someone already is an Israeli citizen? If they have, is perhaps the Moroccan minhag different about this? This is different than Rav Avadia. So to this, I reached out to Rav Mordechai Lebar, tremendous expert on Moroccan halakha, and he sent me a tshuva that he wrote about this a few years ago. And he comes down very, very strongly that the minhag of the Sfaradim for generations has been to follow what Maran Shulchan Aruch, Rav Yosef Karo, writes in his Shelot to Tshuvot Avkat Rochel, that someone that visits Eretz Yisrael from Chutz La'aretz, and he intends to go back, Da'ato Lachzor, as long as Da'ato Lachzor, as long as he intends to go back, then he must observe 2 days in Eretz Yisrael. And the Rav Yosef Karo was seconded by the Shelot Tshuvot Nivchar Mikasef, the Maran Achida, Shelot Tshuvot Halachot Ketanot, the Yavetz, Chaim Sha'al, Ginat Vradim, Eretz Chaim, the Pa'at HaShulchan, and Rav Avadia. So this is pretty clear that the Sfaradim, as long as they intend to go back to Chutz La'aretz, they do not intend to live in Eretz Yisrael, then their obligation is to observe 2 days when they're in Eretz Yisrael. I recognize the inconvenience and difficulty this can pose sometimes, but nonetheless, this is clearly the halacha. And even though there's an opinion that disagrees, the Chacham Tzvi believes that Yom Tov Sheni all depends on where you are. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, you observe 1 day. You're Chutz La'aretz, you observe 2 days. Doesn't matter who you are. If you're Ben Eretz Yisrael, Ben Chutz La'aretz, doesn't matter. Still, you go by where you are. This is a minority opinion. And we know that there are those who agree with it. We know the Shulchan Arav agrees with it. We know Shmuel Salanta agreed with it. The Shoel Omeishiv agreed with it. But nevertheless, the overwhelming majority of the poskim, including Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Rav Eliashiv, and relevant for Sfaradim, Rav Avadia, they all say that we follow the Shelot Tshuvot Avkad Rachel and follow Maran. Now, it's interesting that the Yom Tov Sheni Hilchato, it's interesting, Sefer Yom Tov Sheni quotes, they heard from Chacham Ben Tzion Abba Shaul, said that the old minhag amongst the Sfaradim is to follow the Chacham Tzvi, the Lichadchila, which is unbelievable, that you can rely on it for 1 day. Which is remarkable that the Chacham Ben Sion said this. However, Rabbi Lebhar spoke to Rav Gidon Ben Moshe, who is a major posek currently, and he was a Talmid of both, interestingly, of both Chacham Ben Sion Abba Shaul as well as Rav Avadia. And he says that Chacham Ben Sion always was posek. This depend on whether the person intends to go back or not. So it's difficult to understand what that quote is from Chacham Ben Sion. He didn't. So it's an argument about what Chacham Ben Sion said about this, which is interesting. But at the very least, you have all these other poskim that are steadfastly saying that it's Da'ato Lachzor. Maran Shulchan Aruch is clearly that it all depends on in whether it's Da'ato Lachzor or not, whether your intention is to go back to Chutz La'aretz or not. And therefore, halacha lemaaseh, despite the inconvenience, we have to really say halacha lemaaseh that if you're visiting Eretz Yisrael for Yom Tov, you have to keep 2 days. One exception, we've quoted this in the past, that Maran Achida sets forth. And Rav Avadia follows that if someone is a young man, let's say, and there's a reasonable chance for this person to get married, or a young woman to get married, if they have a suitable shidduch, then already there's potential for the make aliyah, and then they can follow the Chacham Tzvi, that to rely on 1 day. But other than that, it's not appropriate to follow the Chacham Tzvi. and 2 days must be followed. Wishing everybody a great week with full of bracha and briyut.